If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Wendy Snyder here with you, and Dave Schwann is in the newsroom, Mark Carman in the sports lounge, Eli Burke producing the show, and Eli has put together everybody's favorite radio game, and it happened on the John Landecker show, but it's Eli's game, so we play it on Sundays.
It travels with me. You said it yourself, Wendy. It is everybody's favorite game, and we have a new contestant, Mark Carman. Welcome to the game. Welcome to Two Truths and Eli. The game where I have found a bunch of headlines throughout the week, but one of them is fake, and your job along with the rest of the crew here is to find that fake news story.
Thank you, Eli. Pleasure to be here. I'll do my best.
And there aren't many rules I have to go over. I didn't think I'd have to go over rules before. We have had a cheating scandal on this show before. No one in this room is a guilty party. You are all clean. So
not me.
Everybody here is good. So let's keep it that way. So I'm going to read three stories. We'll save all of our questions after I've read all three. And I have a little proof that some of the stories are real that we can get into after the fact. So without further ado, I will get into story number one. A senior living center in Tennessee has gone viral for its annual resident slip-and-slide tradition. Proving that summer fun never has an expiration date, the senior center enlists the help of both the fire department and local football team to assist the seniors on and off of pool floats to help them down the slide. Drawing massive crowds of cheerful spectators and instruments, the adrenaline junkies continuously put on a show. The staffers say the real danger isn't the slide itself, it's the wait list to go again.
I love it.
So a senior center with a slip and slide in Tennessee is story number one. Here's the second one. A tech company has been receiving complaints after an update to one of its smart fridges went awry, causing the fridge to display sassy statements based on users' grocery habits. The fridge uses its internal camera combined with an AI engine to analyze its contents, to determine expiration dates, send restocking reminders, and suggest potential recipes. Instead, users have been greeted with messages critical of their lack of produce, overspending on junk food, and letting leftovers expire. Customer service agents have been up in arms as the remarks have been uncalled for, but at the end of the day, aren't completely wrong.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second one. Here's number three. Researchers in California have resorted to OnlyFans when their funding has dried up, but it's not what you think. As federal funding has been pulled back from an increasing number of scientific projects, professors at UCLA who study marmots, a tiny rodent, have developed an interesting crowdfunding approach. Now, I haven't clicked this link since I'm using my work computer today, but they claim that when you subscribe to OnlyMarms, they promise, quote, unfiltered, yellow-bellied marmot content from the Rockies with nearly daily updates. The grad students that are with the program are celebrating the pivot in hopes to see more funding. They just hope nobody tells their parents what they're doing.
All right, this is going to be hard. We have to collectively come up with the one we think is false.
Yep.
And we have to agree on it?
Ideally. Yeah, so two of those stories are true. One of them is the Eli.
All right, this is a hard one. First of all, I don't know what is the animal for that last one?
A marmot.
What is that?
The tiny little rodent creature.
Ferret.
And I think like part of the reason why they want to a website like this is so people are more aware of them.
Okay. A large, stocky ground squirrel belonging to the rodent family. Really cute. It looks like it's in the hole.
I would limit looking stuff up in general during this segment.
Yeah.
Because the cheating scandal did come from somebody just flat out looking up one of the stories as I was telling it before.
Oh, so I almost cheated right there.
But we caught it. We're good.
All right,
We're good.
All right. Well, that one seems crazy to me. A refrigerator that gives you remarks on what your groceries are seems kind of fake to me. I believe the slip and slide is happening at a senior center in Tennessee because that would be fun. Although I bet there's a lot of hip replacements after that weekly slide. What do you guys think is the fake one?
I'm mulling this over.
I know, because they all sound fake.
Yeah.
Good one this week, Eli.
It is a good one.
Two truths and Eli.
I was more leaning on the slip and slide, but then the way you just described it, Wendy, takes me away from your influence is on me. I guess I would probably go with the
OnlyFans.
No, oh. That seems the fridge.
The fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Schwani, what do you think? You think that's the fake one?
Now I'm wondering, Eli jumped to the fridge, so I think he wants us to say the fridge so he can get us. So we got to, really, this is all about a study of Eli.
Carm, you're playing this game exactly right. I use a lot of reverse psychology tactics and head games. You're playing this the right way.
You did a lot of reading on the first story. I'm like, are you an over-reader, like somebody that would really try to trick you by writing a lot for the first one? Which, you know, that seems Northwestern-esque on some level. I'm not sure.
I had to get it somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Two truths and Eli.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered.
I'm going to have to press you for at least the first guess. If we could combine efforts.
I'll go with Carm. Schwani, are you cool with the remarking refrigerator?
With the refrigerator, yeah.
So you have all decided that the
fridge... I could see that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
You know, you open the freezer door in the grocery store and some AI voice says, nice choice.
Just remember, Schwani, it's not about getting things wrong. It's about putting your best foot forward.
That's true.
How about I help make the decision a little bit easier and we take things out to Murfreesboro, Tennessee?
Yes.
That's why I picked. I love the sound effect there. So,
hey, late pivot. Is that possible, Eli? Do you guys want to move to the Marmot? Because it feels very Eli-esque here.
So,
anybody?
So that was kind of the point here. Now, I revealed one of the true ones, and I've given you the opportunity. Do you want to double down, go with the fridge story? Or I'm giving the opportunity. Do you want to switch to the Marmot?
Look at the silence. They're afraid to be right.
I want to go Marmot, but we don't have to switch.
Let's go Marmot. Schwani?
Reluctantly. Because I was going to say, no, because... That would be, you know, a fun college thing that they would do.
Ooh.
Right? All right, let's stay with the refrigerator.
But that would be real.
Let's go fridge.
And I'm still leaning toward the refrigerator.
Let's go against AI. I like that.
All right, we're going refrigerator. We're staying with it.
Well, I like where your head's at. Why don't we take it out to L.A. and see what's going down with the Marmots?
Yes.
Great call from all of you to stick with the fridge story. That was fake. There is no true evil fridge out there that's judging you based on your grocery habits.
There will be, though, I'm sure.
Hopefully one day that becomes our reality. But yes, well done. Well sniffed out for all of you to not only get my tactics of extra writing, reverse psychology, all the head games.
You really do make it tricky.
I can't believe we got it this week.
I mean, I think the storyline here is the way we work together to solve the problem. That was some serious problem solving by us.
We have a new A team for this game.
Yeah, I like it. That's teamwork. Carm and Schwani, two truths and Eli.
Can I take this a step further?
Yeah.
Now, where was the senior center, Eli, where the slip and slide
Dude
was?
Wants to go on a slip and slide.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee State University.
Now, last hour, Wendy, you came up with a great name for a band that would work well there. Granny Needs Her Glasses.
Grannies with Glasses.
Now, I'm already writing songs for this band.
Because you're a drummer also.
And you want to hear three prospective titles?
Yes.
Okay. Respect Your Elders, Back in the Day, and You Kids Get Out of Here.
I love that.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And so does the lady in Murfreesboro, which is very hard to say. Yeah, I love it. All right, great job, as usual, Eli. I love this. Are you sure John Landecker's not going to get mad that we're taking this bit?
I always have more in the bank.
And it's your bit.
Oh, so yeah, this is mine.
All right. Have bit will travel.
Absolutely.
All right. That was fun. Two truths and Eli. I'm saying it wrong.
You're saying it right.
Okay. I'm thinking about it too much. Is that what it is?
Yep.
All right.